Hi, this is Will.
And this is Jay.
Welcome to our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on the trails and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, there can only be one winner. So as you say in Nigeria,
breakfast will reach everybody. Welcome to another episode of the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. I'm Will.
I'm Jay.
It's nice to have you guys with us. So we'll just run through the events of yesterday and, you know, skip to the events of today, make our predictions and see how everything goes. Right, Jay, let's kick off.
Yeah, so this was actually a very interesting one because when we looked at the Japan-Croatia game, we actually saw it as like an intense game. But we didn't really think that it was going to be that intense. When I say that intense, the two teams were on it from the beginning of the game till the 90th minute, down into extra time. And you could see that, yeah, they really matched each other blue for blue. But what can I say? You predicted a Croatia win. Croatia qualified, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You qualified, obviously. But what can I say? The Japanese actually showed us the reason why they got this far in the competition. Just so bad that they actually had to go out during the penalty shootout.
Probably they are not good penalty takers. Because I think they missed. They scored just one penalty.
Yeah, I really don't get the team. Because when you play the World Cup, right, when you get to the knockout phase, it's something you should know in your mind that, okay, there's a possibility that, and when you are even Japan, right, you should know there's a probability that this team might go to the penalties, and you should have at least tried and prepared for that. But from what I saw, whether they were tired or they really, it felt like they not really give that same energy that they give off during the 90 minutes match. I don't really know what happened there, but I felt like Japan gave up during the penalties.
Yeah, but I mean, they scored first, and yeah, in the second half they conceded when Perisic scored the goal, and nobody could score, nothing could separate them. I think you got the draw prediction right. You predicted 2-2 though, but yeah, you got the draw prediction right, and Croatia to qualify right.
If they had scored a second goal in that game, I felt like anyone who would have scored a second goal in that game would have actually won it, because quite all right, they had that combativeness and that fighting spirit, but if you even watch the goal that Croatia scored, right, it came out of nothing. The cross was, it was just like it hit the cross into the 18-yard box and hoped for anything to happen. Quite all right, Perisic was on the end of it, and then he showed them why, the reason why he's still in the national team. Because remember, from the last World Cup, it was all about Mandzukic, right?
Yeah.
Mandzukic, Ante Rebic. But this World Cup, we really haven't seen that key player for Croatia. But I think the way Perisic is coming up, it seems like he's going to be that one to like step up for them and actually like see them through to wherever they reach in the game.
Yeah, they are playing France, right?
No, they are playing Brazil.
That's very, very quarterfinals.
Yeah. But despite that game, we saw how it ended. Many people were annoyed by the Japanese, the way they play their penalties. It was really I don't know how to explain that. It pissed me off. But since I supported Japan coming this far, I won't really criticize them that much. I'll just say they gave it their all to the dying minutes. Unfortunately, it was not enough for them, and they are out of the competition. But that takes us to the second Asian team of the day, South Korea against Brazil. How did you see that game?
Well, I mean, we didn't expect South Korea to do anything because our predictions were actually 3-0, 4-0.
But that's the thing, but the goal. Like, South Korean goal.
The goal came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it's just like
Casemiro's goal. Yeah, Casemiro's
goal. Well, we created Richarlison for his bicycle kick and all.
No, that one, he was in the box. He was in the box. It's just like Casemiro. That's why I call Casemiro's goal. Because like it was I think it was dying minute. It was unexpected. Yeah. That kind of goal. And that's how the Japanese, the South Korean goal was.
I thought the South Korean goal and the Cameroonian goal were like almost the same thing.
Yeah, except one their match and the others lost 4-1.
Yeah, when we talked about that game yesterday, I told you there's a high possibility that the first half might actually end 3-0. Surprisingly, it ended 4-0. But that's the crazy thing about football. You come to a game and you see them hitting 4 goals in the first half.
And you expect more goals in the second half.
And then they go and they blank out. What do you think was the reason for Brazil not scoring in the second half? Was it more or less down to South Korea being more defensive?
Nah, they were just... I feel like they were already satisfied with the 4 goals.
Even with the when they brought in the likes of Martinelli, who you know that he actually wants to have a World Cup goal.
Yeah, that's Martinelli's business. But like the Brazilian team itself, they had already 4 goals was enough to see them to the quarterfinal. So I think Rafinha, we saw how Rafinha was looking to score. He had like 3 chances that were saved by the South Korean keeper. So like the second half was down to like individual performances, individual brilliance, that kind of thing. But for the entire Brazilian team, 4 was enough. They've already
been so happy when that one came in.
See something. It's not. Yes, you can say that 4-1 ruins your correct score. And
yes,
ruins
like the chances for someone to predict 4-0 as
ruins the chances of getting your 6 points and all of that. But man, that goal, that goal was worth shouting for.
Well, I won't say sorry for getting knocked out by Brazil. It's actually an honor to get removed by Brazil because it's high possibility that they might be the potential winners, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So South Korea, they actually tried to reach the round of 16. They fought well, they fought hard. They showed their defensive nature in the second half when they came in, and then they made sure that the Brazilians did not keep on scoring them. But that was it from South Korea. Kudos to Kim Il Sung for bringing them this far. He's already a national hero, so it's not as if he made his name.
He needs more, yeah.
Yes. I would just hope that he carries on his form in the club level with Tottenham. And that's the end of that. But that brings us into today's games. Morocco versus Spain and Portugal, Switzerland. The Morocco versus Spain game is the first game we have for today by 4 o'clock. That's the West African time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you see that game going?
Well, you know, honestly, I feel it's going to be a tough one for Spain, and I feel it's going to be a tough one for Spain because Morocco, they finished top of their group.
Yes.
Surprisingly for an African team. And I think Ziyech has unlocked this this hidden, should I say hidden? Well, maybe probably dormant skill set in him all of a sudden. So I feel it's going to be a tough one for Spain. Spain may emerge, their favorites emerge winners in this fixture. Spain are favorites.
When you look at this fixture, Morocco and Spain, you look at Morocco and Belgium, do you feel that the difference for against Morocco, right, is going to be the youths?
Yeah, I think for Belgium, they played, should I say, old players.
Yeah,
slow, that kind of thing.
Range.
So they played slow players, but with Spain, they are playing the likes of Pedri, Gavi, Torres, Asensio, Olmo. So these are like young guys.
Yeah.
So I feel Spain and Morocco, like, they'll have some sort of matching intensity.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll have some sort of matching intensity, but it'll probably be down to individual brilliance at the end of the day.
So if you like praise the correct score for the game, what will you go with?
The correct score? not to be like against the African teams, I mean. Yeah, they've tried.
They're the last, right?
Yeah?
They're
the last African team left.
Oh.
And unfortunately, this seems like the end of the road for them. So I'll just go with a somewhat safe prediction of 3-1. If I was to predict this, yeah. Like, it's not going to be... It's probably not going to be like well-worked goals from Spain. Yeah, probably maybe
down to mistakes.
Yeah, down to defensive errors.
Well, you know, we've not really seen Morocco. That's the thing. Like we talked about African teams, right?
Yeah, we didn't see Morocco. Yeah.
We didn't see Morocco make those mistakes. More or less, they were as in very very strong defensively throughout, and then
failed to score
their chances. They picked their chances. The game against Croatia, that game ended 0-0. And
yeah.
We saw how good defensive they
are. They failed to score in the game now.
Yes.
They had the chances.
Yes, yeah. They had the chances to score, but they didn't. And then against Belgium, we saw what they scored from.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't really know. It's quite confusing. normally, what I said was that no
shocker. Team,
there won't be any shocker. But still, I think I'll still go with you. You went to 1-3 prediction in favor of Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I still believe that fact that, okay, it's going to be a doggy game. Like, I'm going to actually like contest for it. It's not going to be like a walkover like we saw for South Korea and Brazil.
Japan and Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel Morocco is going to try and stamp their foot in the game. It's high possibility that they will score first, but would they be able to retain? That's what I don't know. I don't think they'll be able to retain that.
Like the second half.
Yes. I don't feel like they will make that defensive mistake, but I feel like Spain's brilliance will be able to see them through the finish line. So I think I'll just go with a 1-2 prediction in favor of Spain.
All right. 1-2 in favor. Playing safe, yeah.
it's not really. Like, I know it sounds like playing safe,
yeah,
because throughout the World Cup, I'm always going with this.
Massive,
we go with 1-2, 1-3.
Yeah.
It's always that fact that okay, you expect both teams to score. So once when they are both scored, your correct score is
still
on point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they will actually give Spain something to think about.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like the intensity from both teams. Like when they played Belgium, it's you know like I said, the old players kind of factor. But with Spain, they are also playing young
intensity,
boys,
experience,
all of that,
a whole lot at once.
So we'll see how that game goes.
Well, that's another European champion trying to go through. The 2010 winners, Spain, they haven't really performed well since then. But let's see whether this young side, led by Luis Enrique, will show us something that we have not seen from Spain in a very long time. Well, and that brings us to the last game for today: Portugal, Switzerland. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wow.
I feel like he's still in the headlines. Like I feel like you talk about Ronaldo more than talk about Portugal and more than talk about Man U.
Yeah,
like, I mean, right now everything's just around Ronaldo.
Yeah, at this point I feel there may be a problem, like player to player relationships or something. I don't know. But I feel in this game, if they start Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal may not really have that fluid gameplay they had. I think we watched I think their third group game, or was it the third or the second, where they removed Ronaldo at halftime and we saw how the game changed. We saw how the game changed. We became more fluid with just the other members of the team except Ronaldo. So I feel in this game, you know, Ronaldo, a big name in Portugal, and it would be somewhat weird if he doesn't start. You know, it would be surprising to many, actually, if he doesn't start this game. But I feel if he starts, it's going to be harder for Portugal to win this game.
Just so you know, the last time these two teams met, Switzerland actually came out victorious in the game, winning Portugal 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And that Portuguese team was not, like, would I say, a weak team, because they featured the likes of Rafael Leao that I've seen that they should play since.
Yeah.
They didn't actually play Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Andre Silva as a centre forward, and then Otavio as the right wing forward. But they had in their midfields Fernandes, Neves, and Vitinha. So, it's quite tricky.
They didn't play Bernardo Silva.
Oh, yeah. I knew you said that. Man,
they didn't play Bernardo Silva.
Yeah, so it's quite tricky. And we know how good Switzerland is against the big teams.
Definitely. Yeah, that
Brazil really struggled to score them.
I know. Their defense is actually good. Their midfield, most especially, is actually
surprisingly, it's so surprising the kind of a work ethic Granjaka puts in for them.
Yeah,
like it's crazy because when you watch, honestly, Granjaka in Switzerland is one of the best midfielders in the world. But he's showing it in Arsenal now.
Yeah,
but still, if you're going for a career score, like if you had to actually give something in the game, how you go?
I'll go with a draw.
A draw, surprising. Williams.
Yeah, no, see, like I want Portugal to qualify.
Yeah,
I want Portugal to qualify, but to me, if they start Cristiano Ronaldo, I feel it's going to be hard. And Switzerland just needs one chance, and then Portugal had one chasing them, begging for a draw. So, I go with a draw 90 minutes. They may break my heart, but I go with
a draw. I don't think you're going to break your heart. I was just surprised that you actually went to Honestly, I think I stick with you. Well, me, I don't know. You haven't said Koresko, but I think I'll go with a 2-2 draw and then possibly qualify. Because, as we've said, Switzerland, they know they are not going to win the World Cup.
Definitely.
They are giving their best till they are out, right?
Yeah.
And I see that kind of Japanese situation happening again. I wouldn't be surprised if Portugal wins game for 90 minutes, but I think, I really feel like this is going to be really a tight one. And yeah. It's going to end 2-2 draw with them. Portugal qualifies and extra time of penalties.
I don't really see Switzerland scoring 2 anyway. Okay. So, you know, my Portugal have what it takes to score more than 1. But I don't see Switzerland scoring 2. So I'll just go with 1-1. I expect the draw. But yeah. 1-1. 1-1 prediction for Portugal, Switzerland.
And then Portugal to qualify. As always. Well, so that takes us to our predictions from yesterday. Yesterday was a very close one. Yeah, so I predicted it to draw for the Croatia-Japan game. And what can I say? It came out as a 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
But the prediction of a 2-2 draw, full-time draw, was that's 3 points.
Yeah, that's 3 points.
And then Croatia going on to win the game, that's another 3 points. So that gave me 6 points for the game. And
I got 3 for Croatia qualifying.
Exactly. So that gave you 3 points. And then going to Brazil game, everybody expected Brazil to win. I was almost there to hit the correct score at 4-0. But what can I say? Nearly is never...
Nelly doesn't kill the bird.
Exactly. So that's 3 points for me and 3 points for you. So we ended the day with 6 points for Williams and 9 points for me. Adding that to our previous total, Williams, you're on 99 margin. The road to 100, you're almost there. Honestly, like, it seems crazy, but you're almost there. And finally,
the gap has been dropped to 3, yeah?
Not dropped to 3.
What's the scoreline? 99-99.
Wow. Finally.
How?
Like, it's crazy, right?
The math is not matching.
The math is not matching. Okay. Well, just, I felt like shaking your leg a bit. You have actually broken the 100 score.
Ooh.
You had 6 points yesterday for the Croatia win and then also the Brazil win. So that puts you on 105.
Crazy.
Yeah, when we began this at first, I didn't really think we were actually going to hit that 100. Because it's not easy.
It's not easy to drop the predictions.
And then also go for the correct scores. Yeah, that's really crazy. And we have seen a lot of correct scores coming in since we actually came in. If some people were betting, they would have won a lot of money. But what can we say?
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that leaves Williams 105 points.
Oh, wow. Nice.
105.
Nice. Is it
105?
102.
102,
yeah.
Let's say I'll go back to school. 102 points. 102 points. Williams is the first person to reach the centurion. Stefan, what can I say? And that leaves me at 99 points, 3 points short. But as they say, it's football and anything can happen. So dropping our operations for today, I really feel like this is my day again. I feel like I've been good in knockout stage.
Yeah.
And I'll finish cut short by my prediction against Netherlands, USA. Yeah, and that's the reason why I'm actually behind right now. But we leave it to nothing. We still believe a Koresko is always possible.
Always.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of today's episode.
Right. Our predictions are in. We hope for the best. May the best predictor. May the best predictor and the best.
I told you from the beginning. I'm sure I'm going to win you. You're on a 15 point gap before. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now it's down to 3.
But oh well, we move. We get some more points. So yeah, this is the end of today's episode. Same time. yes.
Thanks for having you guys here. We'll look towards the next game. That's going to be the quarterfinals. We're going to have a 2-day break. It has not been easy. This is the 17th episode.
Yeah.
That should tell you how doggy and crazy it has been. The World Cup has been hectic, but we are there for you guys and we keep on delivering. We'll be going on a 2-day break. Within those 2 days, we're actually going to talk about transfer rumors and what's going on in the world of football.
Yeah.
Or if there's something else you guys like us to talk about, you can definitely talk about it. But it's not been on the World Cup series yet.
Yeah, definitely. Right?
Then we come back to the World Cup on the quarterfinals and we see Netherlands taking on Argentina.
hey, that's something I should watch. But let's keep that aside. So this is the end of the episode. It's still the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. We'll see you guys next time.
Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on notifications so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya!